This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Rex Ryan joins us. We were going to do it at noon, but we're doing it early, right out of the gate, right at the beginning, because Rex, the time has finally come that we can talk about it openly. The Jet job is available. The Jets need somebody who is a CEO, a leader of men, a front man, someone who can handle media, who understands New York, who has a passion for the franchise, blood in the ground, as I like to say. Does that sound like anybody that you've heard of or know of?
Yeah, it sounds like a few people I know. But look, I think, you know, my time's come and gone. I know I would fit that bill, but I don't think the way the situation is now, I don't believe they will give me a call. But I appreciate the consideration, and I know where you're leading me.
Well, let me follow up on that.
There's other coaches out there.
Well, wait a minute. Before you do that, though, do you have indication already? Like, did you get that sense that you wouldn't get an opportunity? Because it sounds like you would want it if they were willing to talk to you.
Well, of course. Anybody, of course I would want it. You know, I mean, anybody would want that opportunity to be a head coach. There's only 32 of them out there. But this is one in particular, which I know all about. But with that being said, no, I mean, I wouldn't, when it was up the last time, I never got any consideration for it. And so I'm not sure that I would get consideration now.
Well, with that being said, let me mute that.
You're good.
With that being said, Coach, you know, looking around the landscape, there is some other opportunities out there. I can remember that you were, interviewed with the Falcons a couple of times. Are you looking to get back into the game? Or are you happy where you are? Or would you know, teachers teach, right? Or are you looking to maybe get back into coaching and maybe put your name in the hat, in the ring with some of these opportunities out there?
Yeah, Bart, you never say never, that's for sure. I love what, the gig I have is pretty special, and being with the people I'm around, I really enjoy it. I absolutely do. But I'll never say that, there's no chance I want to get back in. I mean, even 10 years from now, I'll never make that statement.
Got you. With that being said, looking at yesterday and some of the football that you saw, and I think it's setting up, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about some of these matchups going forward, because I feel like some teams...
I'm sorry, Bart, hang on. I can't come off this yet. I can't come off this yet because I've seen a lot of Jets fans react. And I need to get Rex's take on this. Now, I'm not going to ask you now. You made your point, and you'll let your agent take it from here. And that's a smart play. But I do want to get your reaction to this. There are hashtags that we're getting on Bart and Han on the Twitter feed that say, bring Rex back. Just with that, just tell the fans who are listening what that means to you, that there are still fans, there are Jets fans out there that remember the impact you had on this franchise, the winning days that you had with this franchise, and the fact that there are fans who would welcome you back. What does that mean to you personally, though, all these years later since you've left the job?
Yeah, no, that's something I'm extremely proud of. And my relationship with the fans it was great. They knew I gave everything I had, and this fan base appreciated it. But it is. I mean, it's awesome. It really is that they would consider me, even though I've been out of football for 4 years, game certainly hasn't passed me by, but really it's amazing. The loyalty that the New York fan base has shown me is absolutely incredible. Really is.
No, okay, so I guess we'll move on, Rex. We'll let you off.
I'm sorry. I had to. I couldn't just let it go, Rex. We talked all season long. I've been waiting for this day, and I wanted to see if you
guys know. You guys know how I feel about it in this particular job. Absolutely. And really why? It's because of the people. It's, I mentioned the fan base. It's definitely the fan base, but it's the people in that organization, as well. Like we, and Bart knows, we were there. For 6 years together, whatever, 5 years together, it's there's some great people in there and people I consider friends, lifelong friends. And I just hated it. Like, we knew Adam Gase was not a fit, clearly wasn't a fit. And I knew it when they hired him, it wasn't a fit. But what are you going to do? I pounded my chest. I wanted the job, and I never got a sniff. So, that's a true statement. You know, I wish it was different, but that's a true statement. And if the organization's moved on from me, then so be it. But I love the time that I was here. And, you know, like it's great that the fans and I always have that connection. We always will.
So, all right. So if we're removing you just for now, what would you tell whoever the next head coach would be? You need to know this about the job before you begin it. Like, you've got to, this is what you need to know, and this is what you need to do to be successful. What would you say?
First off, you're dealing with one of the greatest fan bases in the National Football League. There's so many quality people around you, and what this fan base wants is everything you got. And if you're not willing to do that, you're not willing to give that type of, yourself that way, then don't take the job. Don't do us the disservice of taking the job.
And if it's not you, then what type of person do they need to hire then? Give me the person, if you were part of the hiring process, who would you want?
Well, one guy that I think isn't mentioned enough, I think, is a guy that I actually, brought into coaching with me. And that is a guy named Don Martindale. Wink Martindale, who's the defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, has done a phenomenal job. And I think he's a guy that deserves consideration. And, sometimes defensive coaches, for whatever reason, don't get, it seems like a time where everybody's rushing to hire these offensive guys. Well, that's all fine and dandy. But if you watch the play in the National Football League, what's getting people beat is the play of the defenses or the lack of play of the defense. And I think that'll be it. And you can always hire a great football coach. That's where, Adam Gase was supposed to come here and fix Sam Darnold. All he did was run that young man into the ground where he's got no confidence anymore. So, hire the best leader for your program and, somebody that your fan base can get behind. And a guy that can lead men. And I think that's what the Jets need to do. And you can always hire great position coaches as well. That'll work hand-in-hand with a quarterback and developing him. And quite honestly, I think sometimes when you hire or when you have young quarterbacks, I think it's easier for them when you have a defensive head coach. It's just my opinion. We saw it with Sanchez. Look, we know he never developed the way we wanted to. But we did actually win a few games with them.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, Coach? Yesterday watching some of the games is I thought some teams won and lost at the same time. You know what I mean? Because I thought that maybe if Tennessee would have lost that game, they would have been off the hook and they wouldn't have to play the Ravens, who I think is one of the most dangerous teams in the playoffs because of what they can do as far as running the ball and playing great defense if need be and getting to the passer as well. But then I look at it. I look at the game last night, and I'm watching the game, and I'm thinking that some of these teams, the competitive unbalance, right? I'm looking at Dallas, and I'm looking at the Giants, and the Giants did everything that they were supposed to, and they earned the right to be in the playoffs. But then Doug Peterson did something that I've never seen before. In the midst of a player getting hot and starting to play well, and Jalen Hurts, you look up and he takes him out for Sudfeld. Like, how do they sell that to your team that you're all about winning? If you decide to say, hey, you want to see this kid get some reps, and what do you think the repercussions should be for him? Pulling a Bush League move like that.
Well, there may be some, Bart. That's a great point. There may very well be some. Something that happens to him. Like, will they fire a Doug Peterson? What is he doing it for, trying to get out? I don't know. But to me, it didn't sit well with me, and I'm sure I know it didn't sit well with the New York Giant fans out there. It was an awful decision. And as soon as they put Sudfeld in, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're going to lose this game. Like, there's no way you're going to win this game. I mean, the kid wasn't playing great. I get it. But he gave you the best chance to win, and pulling him when you did, all right. It was awful. It was a Bush League move, as you say, and quite honestly, I was shocked by it. And I think every single fan of the NFL, we all lost because he never kept that kid in and made it an honest game.
If I'm Sudfeld, I don't want to be on social media today because the whole world's basically saying you suck. Like, I'm like,
well, that
putting me in the game means we were tanking? Like,
well, I mean, his play showed that, but yeah. And I get it. But the kid, you know, hell, he's going to go in. Nobody's putting it on him. You know, but when you look at it, it's, we're all putting it on the coach. Like, why the hell did you do this? It'd be different if it was Ryan Fitzpatrick coming in. You know what I mean? Yeah. No offense to Sudfeld, but it would be different. You know, a veteran guy that's done it, a gunslinger that can bring the team back. I would get why you would go to him. But no offense, not Sudfeld.
How about, though, taking that out of it, though, the story of the Washington team and everything that they've gone through this year, and Alex Smith, you know, coming back from the injury and now, you know, leading this team, even though it's only 7 wins, still leading them to a division title, to a playoff appearance. Ron Rivera, everything he's gone through this year as well. And then that franchise and everything it's gone through. Do you at least look at that as, you know, the absolute, you know, circus that division was? At least when you think about all the possibilities of a division winner, they might be the best story.
Yeah, I think so. And look, it's, you know, winning 7 games.
I know.
You know, a lot of it's just, you know, that's obviously not very good. But, you know, to be a division winner. However, you're right. The Alex Smith story, overcoming 20 surgeries, and what the hell is he doing out there playing? And not just that, he wins the starting quarterback job, and now he leads his team to the playoffs. Phenomenal story, absolutely phenomenal story. And, you know, it's great. And, yeah, Washington's been hit with a ton of, I mean, bad press, clown show, all that kind of stuff. However, I mean, that's a big-time move. The fact that you know, your coach, Ron Rivera, you know, fought cancer during the season, that's an incredible story. And the fact that Ron Rivera had the courage to move on from a first-round pick when he won the team. He won about the team. And I thought that was a bold move, and I'm glad it paid off for him. And if any team's going to represent it, I think they deserve it probably more than anybody.
You know, the team that I was most disappointed in yesterday was the Miami Dolphins, because I thought they were better than that. I thought they had more fight than that. Or is it just the fact that Buffalo's just that good and, you know, they're peaking at the right time and Josh Allen is taking the next step and his defense is playing complementary football? Is it more about, you know, Tua and his lack of ability to lead a team right now, push the ball down the field, take chances, have anticipation? Or is it more about Buffalo and them being a legitimate threat, not only to unseat Kansas City, but also to potentially be the champions of the National Football League?
Yeah, I think it's more about Buffalo. I really do, Bart. And I get where you're coming from. You know, the defense totally laid an egg for Miami. But look, Josh Allen's lit up that team before, and he'll light him up again. He is playing that well. And it just shows that if you build it right and you come back in and you get that quarterback. Like, look, let's face it. There's one guy on that roster that was there when I was there. One guy. I mean, left. So the roster wasn't built right. Well, now you got to credit Sean McDermott. You got to credit being the general manager. Mm-hmm. They knew what they were looking for, and they were united. They were together. And I think by doing that, man, they had a great plan. They saw who they wanted. They coveted. They traded up to get him. And, man, it's all about him. But to Tua's defense, look, Tua had a bad game, but he did throw for 365 yards. And two of those, he threw three interceptions. Two of them were on the receivers. One, the guy fell in a break when he had already released the football. And the other one, the ball was tipped. So I don't think Tua played quite as bad as we think he did. But I think Miami needs to build a team around them. So, look, build it the way the New Orleans Saints did when you had a small pocket quarterback. That's what you have. That's the guy you chose to lead your franchise. So now let's build around them.
All right, we got some breaking news, as if we figured we would on Black Monday. So Adam Schefter now adding to the list of teams that will be looking for coaches, add the San Diego Chargers, as Anthony Lynn was.
Los Angeles.
I should say, yeah. I'm so used to saying San Diego. Los Angeles Chargers, Still sounds weird anyway. Anthony Lynn was removed. Justin Herbert had a record-setting rookie season. Does that job, Rex, suddenly move to, I mean, would it be top three of jobs? I think Houston with Deshaun is such a really good job. But would the Chargers' job be one that you would say, if you're going to power rank them, you got the quarterback, he can do what he can do. There is some talent there. Where would you put that job now?
Yeah, I would put that job at number one. I really would. And, you know, outside of the Jets for my personal reasons. But I would think that's number one. You have a franchise quarterback there. And to me, it's kind of, you know, we saw it coming. Everybody said that it was going to come where Anthony Lynn was going to be released. I think it's a ridiculous move. I mean, the man won four straight games to close out the year, won six of his last eight, gets no credit for the fact that he's got the rookie of the year at quarterback and developed him, and they're playing without half their damn starters in the offensive line. You know, it's amazing to me. But here's a guy gets fired winning seven games, and he gets fired. You know, he leaves with a winning record with the Chargers. So, to me, it bothers me because Anthony Lynn coached with me for 8 years, is a hell of a football coach, and just the you know, I think it's ridiculous. So maybe there's going to be pause for some coaches that go in there. It's like, why did you hire him in the first place if you weren't going to give him a chance to build it? The fact he put this kid in, the guy had unbelievable success. You know you have an excellent offense to keep him. So maybe there'll be some pause there. But they lost games. They lost all but one game by under a score.
You're right.
By one score. And the problem was their defense. Mm-hmm. You know, the one guy's going to move on. He's going to go coach the defense for the LA or for the Las Vegas Raiders, Gus Bradley. But he was the issue. I mean, how many 20-some point leads did they blow? Like, I think that would have been an easy fix for the Chargers. But now they're going to move on. And to me, though, I think it's going to be a great spot. Maybe they have somebody already in mind. But I think that would be a hell of a job. Obviously, you got without question, a franchise quarterback.
Lastly, the Jaguars' job is open. Obviously, GM, coach, and number one pick with Trevor Lawrence sitting there. How do you view that, considering that ownership there has been, the players have complained a lot about that, the market that they're in. Is that still a prime job because of that pick and because you could pretty much get the job and bring in your own GM? Or do you worry about, is there some, like, what do you hear about that that team and that job?
Well, I think that's a deal where, you know, obviously we know there's been a disconnect somewhere along the line with the head coach, former GM, you know. But when you have a player like Jalen Ramsey, you trade him for two late first-round picks, that's probably not the best move. But they do have over $100 million in cap space. So this could be a quick fix. You know, 4 years ago, that team actually was in the AFC Championship game. You know, but when I watch them play, I'm like, they're a disaster on defense. And you know, so there's only one way to go but up. I mean, they won one game all season. So I guess expectations will be down for whoever takes that job. But again, I mean, we'll see. They've never... they've been on the cusp, but they've never really got over it. But any job can be a good job if you surround yourself with the right people. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. You hear a lot of Urban Meyer mentioned there. And you know, it'd be interesting if he wanted to come in this league. You'll get a baptism, I can promise you.
Rex, great to talk to you as always. I appreciate you putting up with us at the beginning here, but you know we had to go there with you. It's been something we've been waiting to talk about, and there's always great interest in, obviously, in you and your insight on this franchise. So we thank you for that, and we'll talk to you hopefully again next week.
All right, my pleasure, guys. Take care.
Bart Scott and Alan Hahn, weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.